can't take any more of your time. I pray for you all and ask an interest in your prayer.
Thank you, Brother Dean.
I'm Sister Ginger Bruce from Seattle. And my heart is very full, so full that I'm not in my usual. You see, it's fairly easy for me to get up and testify. But my heart is very full, and it came. It came to this convention with a big beam in my eye. And luckily, it disappeared fairly quickly. And it reminds me of Pop's talk about sharing. What I sort of did was dump it on Mom and Pop. And hopefully that wasn't a stumbling block to them. But my experience has been that unless I get it out and share it with someone, it just festers inside until it kind of lays back in this little mode and then pops out at totally the wrong time. And I've had many special blessings at this convention. I was telling Malcolm and Evelyn that I was really on pins and needles all week at work. My co-workers were just going nuts with me. I was like this the whole time. You know, I'm leaving on Friday. I'm going to Montana. What are you going to do in Montana? Going to a church conference. They're going, oh. Gee, it's awful pretty in Montana. Yeah, well, we're going to stay inside all day and listen to sermons. And I'll tell you, most of them know that I go to conventions a lot, and they don't understand it, but they're pretty supportive and pretty wonderful people to work with. And they always think it's an encouragement to get away from work for a while. So I appreciate the time off from work very much. And I appreciate the flexibility that is allowed to me there. There have been many, many blessings. And I was, Mark probably saw me looking through my Bible and looking through my notes here, and I was trying to figure out one or two, and there have been so many that I really couldn't pick. And most of all, it's just been a really wonderful feeling and a real cleansing for me. And I was just wondering if anybody had a Phillips translation with them, the New Testament. Well, anyway, in James, there's a real nice translation in the fourth chapter about drawing nigh to God. And I won't even try to paraphrase it, but it's James 4, 7 to 10. And I just think Philip says it in a way that I haven't seen any other translation say it. So if you get a chance, you might want to look that up. One of my special blessings that I am going to say, besides some special fellowship with special friends, is it's really been a blessing to me to see Verna and Claudia Rogowski here. And I hope they take my special love back to some special ones of mine in Phoenix. And I appreciate their support of those relatives of mine in Phoenix, Mark and Rhoda. What I want to do now is take it home and apply it in my life. And there is a special quote that maybe some of you have heard me quote before, but it's in Our Most Holy Faith on page 541. It's called Common Days. And it mentions, one of the chief dangers of life is trusting occasion. We think that conspicuous events, striking experiences, exalted moments, have most to do with our character and capacity. We are wrong. Common days, monotonous hours, version paths, plain old tools, and everyday clothes tell the real story. Good habits are not made on birthdays, nor Christian character at the New Year. And I might just add, it's not made at memorial time either. The vision may dawn, the dream may waken, the heart may leap with a new inspiration on some mountaintop, but the test, the triumph, is at the foot of the mountain, on the level plain. The workshop of character is everyday life. And so I pray that when I'm talking to customers that are giving me a bad time or calling a volleyball game, that it's not really where I want to be. Where I want to be is with the Lord and with the Lord's people. But I know that even in those monotonous things, we need to do it as unto the Lord. And I do ask for interest in your prayers, and I am thankful for the opportunity of praying for each and every one of you.
Thank you, sister. I think it's really something when you stop and think about it. Those folks that Ginger works with there have a hard time seeing how she could get so excited to travel 500 miles and sit in a room all day and listen to sermons. You know, someday they're going to be excited to sit in a room all day and listen to sermons. Someday they're going to be excited about the truth. They're going to see it. And I think that's really something.
I'm Brother Malcolm Thompson, and I guess most of you know I don't very often get serious, so I won't disappoint you now. I did enjoy the discourses, but I think the most striking lesson that impressed me was how my kidding ended up giving me a lesson, because I saw Walter headed the wrong way at noontime today on the way to lunch. And I kiddingly said, "Walter, you're going the wrong way." He was walking away from the lunchroom, and he was headed that way. And he sat down by me in the lunchroom and said, "See, I'm here." And he said, I went around the other way, and I got to see the beautiful lake and had a nice walk, and I don't know what all the benefits he got from going the different way, but it made me realize that sometimes we're too quick, even though I was kidding, we're too quick to think somebody else is going the wrong way, because we don't all go exactly the same direction. I'm sure it was mentioned several times during the convention how detours are made, and we don't know just what detour somebody might be on that doesn't look like the right way to go. But it was a practical lesson to me that we should be more lenient and one thing I need to do is not kid so much. I'm certainly happy that you are all here, and you are who has made the convention. I don't know when I'll have a chance to... This doesn't sound right. I'm going to tell you about taking the beds apart. But I think most of you want to help and do something, and you've before tried to carry your laundry up here and do everything, but you don't need to. Just fold your blankets, and that's all that's necessary. The rooms will be taken care of. I thank God that we've had this convention, and that you've been here, and that I've been a part of it.
Of
car, I wasn't going to say anything. But I don't know, whenever I've been to a convention, where all the talks have been so equally good, searching, and given me so much to take home and think about, I was impressed by the fact that over and over again we were being reminded of what our final objective and goal was, to prepare ourselves to help bring the world back into harmony with God. That's our ultimate aim. All we do now is to the glory and honor of God at that time when we can be used to bless the world of mankind. I am thankful to my Heavenly Father for the blessings of the past month. I really needed this convention. I needed the fellowship I've had with the brethren ever since Seattle. I've needed everything I've gotten, and the Lord knew that. And I'm going home with a renewed determination to find more time to study. And you know, you can get so involved in housework and meals and doing things for the brethren. We have several elderly sisters that have to be taken to the dentist and the doctor and so on. They can't travel on their own. I find that my study time is not what it used to be. Since Jerry is home, I spend more time cooking too. With Bill and I, we were trying to lose weight, and Jerry, I'm trying to put it on him, so. But I am going to make a conscious effort not to neglect the time that I spend in study, because in many of the talks, I kept making asterisks to check on this when I got home and look up this some more and do some more in this. I realized how deficient I am. I think, too, at this convention, more than many that I've ever been to, there's been a closeness and a pouring out of our hearts to one another. A much closer family love than there is even in a natural family. And I'm so thankful to my Heavenly Father to be in this family, and I feel the love of all the brothers, and I hope that somebody said you can't really express it, but I hope that you realize how much I love you all and how precious you are to me and how much I've appreciated the help that I've gotten from you. And I'll remember you in my prayers, and I want you to do the same for me.
Jim Parkinson from the City of the Angels. Appreciated very much the privilege of being here at this convention. And one of the highlights is certainly the immersion service. It's a reminder that there's one decision in life that we never live to regret. And known most of the brethren here at the convention from before. Most of you have been a real blessing to me at one time or another, and in one place or another, sometimes very far from here. I think probably at least half of us must be 1,000 miles or more away from where we started out. And I'm one of them, and can't help thinking of hymn number 110, I know not what awaits me. But really, I would not if I could. There's times when ignorance is bliss. But the wideness of the family of God, I like the scripture in Mark 10:30. It's a real comfort. Jesus said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house or brethren or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the gospel's sake, but he shall receive 100-fold now at this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands and with persecutions, and in the world to come, eternal life. And it's been wonderful to have over half of those 100 right here at one convention. When I was going to school, they give us a course in physics or chemistry. They give us about 1 hour of theory, and then maybe 3 or 4 hours of laboratory practice. We needed the theory in order to know what to do and what we were trying to do. Well, we sure needed that laboratory practice to find out how to do it. Well, I've certainly appreciated my hour of theory here at the convention. Now I'm going to have a whole lot of laboratory practice to do back home. So the Lord bless and guide each one of us until we meet again.
We really do have great cause to be here when we think of our Heavenly Father, who actually gave the dearest treasure of his heart so that all mankind could live again, and then to invite certain ones to the divine plane. It's really more than we can take in. If you don't have a previous selection, could we sing hymn number 229? It happens to be one of Jan's favorites. I love you all very much, brethren.
Thank you. Well, is there anyone else? Going. Okay.
For these fine singers and these plans to do precious memories for us before we close. This has really been precious memories.
I did want to thank everyone that put the convention together. We really did appreciate all your efforts. And I wanted to bring the love of the brethren in Phoenix. They asked that their love be sent to everyone. My father, the candles, and Brother Jim Letterman. One of the blessings that I got from the convention I don't remember who said it. Everything we have is from the Lord, and if we appreciate it, then we'll use it for the Lord. And another thought in Brother Carl's talk about the test of Esther was whether she was more concerned with her own life or the lives of her people, and that's one of the tests that we have. Are we going to be more concerned with ourselves or with our brethren? And I really appreciate the convention and the thoughts brought out in the talk.
Thank you. Right behind you, Ben. Or Roy. Roy.
I'm from Natal Gala. And Sister Stephanie dropped me. She wanted to send her off to you. And she couldn't come because she didn't feel well. And also, I wanted to thank you for this convention very much. I enjoyed it very much. I wanted to come very much, not like last year. I didn't want to come here. I don't know. I was so scared, especially of young people. I don't know why. I am young, but I don't know, maybe because I didn't speak English at all. And the convention was very great to me, the brethren. I just don't know how to say. I find out that it doesn't mean nothing, that it's different nationality, but the brethren are all the same. And this year I wanted to come very much. I knew that it's going to be a great convention, and it was. I had lots of experiences during this last year, but and I was very depressed before I came to this convention, but Lord helped me, and especially this convention, that I'm not depressed anymore, and I don't know, it was a very big blessing to me, this convention, and I love you all very much. Thank you.
Thank you, sister. If this convention can't get a person over being depressed, I don't know what would.
Is there anybody else?
Anybody else? Well, if not, I'm going to take this opportunity to thank you all. Huh? Oh, okay. Well, I'm very glad that the Heavenly Father made it possible for me to be here. And I'm very glad that He made it possible for all of you to be here, because you're the reason, or one of the reasons I came. Of course, there's many reasons we go to convention. We need the spiritual food to stay strong in the truth. We need the talks that we hear here. But we also really need the fellowship. That's something that I miss at home. There aren't very many brethren around there. And in the last few years, since I've symbolized and started to come to more conventions, it seems that most of your faces, you know, you see most all the conventions I go, I don't know why, that after since 1977, I still have so much trouble remembering your names, but that's kind of beyond the point, I guess. And I guess I'd just like to reflect all the comments that the rest of you made on this convention, all the different talks that were given here. We're special. Of course, all the discourses we hear are special, but it's for some reason at this time all the talks seemed special. And I'm awful thankful that we've got it all on tape, and when I go back home and I'm going around the hill, I can listen to it all over again. And I guess I'd like to thank the Lord for all these other many blessings He's given to me. I'd like to thank Him for my family. I'd like to thank Him for my dad. He kind of brought me into this way.
And I guess I never told him this, but you just can't imagine what it means to me to have the opportunity to earn my life working beside him, earn my livelihood. I think that's one of the greatest things that the Lord ever did for me. Well, I guess I better
call that good. It has been a wonderful convention. And again, I want to thank each one of you that made it possible. I had something else I wanted to say, but I couldn't say it. And it had to do with my father. I don't remember never of ever not knowing the love of God, and I have my father to thank for that. He's been gone 31 years this month. And I couldn't help but think of him when I sat back there and how much he would have enjoyed being here. Anyway, that's part of what I wanted to say. Now, what was the...
We had a special group that's going to sing, I hope.
Also a request for Sister Beverly after 129.
We'll close with 229, but after they have sung.
All right.
Thank you.
We could spend just a lot of that, couldn't we? I did want to mention, too, that both of my parents were a great inspiration and a great example to me. My mother had her 98th birthday last Tuesday, and now shall we finish with Oh to Be Nothing, 229.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most glorious and precious name. Dear Father, we give thanks that you have given us such great reason to be here. We thank you for all the discourses we've heard, for the blessings that you've bestowed upon the speakers, and the blessings of the words, that those blessings might rain upon us, that through them we might gain a better understanding of your wonderful plan. Father, we long for the time to soon come when thy word shall cover the land as the waters cover the sea. Let thy kingdom soon come, that thy will might be done on earth, even as it is in heaven. And as this convention comes to an end, dear Father, we ask you to be with us as we go back out into the world and go amongst our day-to-day lives. Let us never forget the way that you have called us. Let us be always mindful of that wonderful love and grace, the love that you have bestowed upon the world. You gave your only begotten Son, that whoever might believe in him should not perish but have eternal life. Forgive us where we fall short, dear Father. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.